Buck, hello.
Hey, Bruce?
Yep.
How about shipping a car?
Hey! The last one's fixing to leave here. He called for 4:30 if you want to get a picture, if you want to get a tape recording.
Call for 4:30?
Yeah.
Is it crew already down there?
No, they'll be here very shortly. Some of them are already here.
Well, that's
some
what
of them are here.
That's what I think about,
Yeah, but what that do you call for? That's the last one going north. That's the last job going.
Okay, I might be down there.
Okay, Charlie.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
This is March 28, 1980, 6:15 p.m. Charlie Harris and Bill Gerard sitting here at Main Street, El Dorado, Arkansas, waiting for number 34 to come by. The last train leaving El Dorado going north. We heard him whistle off down there a while ago.
Bill crying.
We just waiting for him. No Bill crying. Bill, what do you think the trouble was with the Rock Island?
Got fouled up.
Snafu. I hear it blowing for South Washington Street down there now.
Hello, 34.
34.
Charlie Harris, Main Street. Give me some sounds coming by here, boy. I'm going to take a picture of you. Who's your hog head? Big John.
Hello, Big John.
Who's firing for you, John?
Be warning. Here's old Bill Gerard.
Hello, John. I told old Chuck why I go help with you. I recognize your voice, buddy. You are the best. I love that boy.
Well, you got breaking for you, John.
Who's the conductor? Give me a humble.
There you go, man.
John, how are you going to get home?
Hang on, second. We have four nights.
Dead head back, huh?
Nothing four nights. That's an info.
This is the last train you're going to run. I figured you'd lay off.
I've been laying off. That's how they make this last one.
I want to hear that whistle blow now.
Okay.
Got your bell ringing over here. John Griffin, hired out breaking when he was just a kid coming out of the service. Worked a little while, switched over to firing. He's been about right up there at the top of the seniority list now for quite a few years. His son, Buddy, is a break on the Rock Island. The Big John's the first man I ever saw that wore his shirt tail hanging out of his pants.
You wouldn't want me to look for a hot box, would you?
Conductor, J.S., Jimmy Humble, hired out braking as soon as he got old enough. His brother, Uned, hired out firing about the same time. And they've been around here all these years. Jimmy was local chairman for BRT and UTU years and years. Done his part. Good man. Fair and square.
You ought to be running faster than you are. That track good 45 miles an hour. I know that from experience.
Like he got maybe 75-80 cars, mostly empties. Stuff had gathered up on the line down there. Move it on out. Coming across here pretty slow. Got a slow order here. Low joints. You can hear him coming by. Fireman P. Warnix live out there at the corner of Timberline in Maine. Been firing a few years. Pretty good man. Brakeman R.D. Dillard Matthews. Pig iron, they call him. That's the toughest kind, you know. Dillard been braking and running practically all his life. Right here on Rock Island. Had four brothers all working here at one time. Brakeman Marvin Hooks. Conductor sometimes, live out there off the Iron Mountain Road. Run all them bears off that crossed branch over there. Tried to. Brakeman EC, Eddie Wells. Sort of a new man, hadn't been around very long. Good man. Was working on a section. Gang over at Crossing. Hired out breaking. He'll probably retire as a conductor on the cotton belt.
Well, you're coming over Main Street now. Gilm, aren't you going to say anything to me?
Well, number 34, he came by. Dr. Jimmy Humble sitting in a cupolo. Brakeman Eddie Wells out on the rear platform right where he ought to be. So they took the last Rock Island train out of Eldorado Yard going north, right in X Street. Well, the rock is gone. Sometimes I wonder what President Abraham Lincoln would have thought about the situation. You know, way back, he was a lawyer for the Rock Island Railroad. The Rock Island built the first bridge across the Mississippi River. And those boat people, they didn't like bridges. They had a lot of trouble. And President Lincoln, he defended the Rock Island, won the case. Too bad we don't have him around now.